just for days and days and days. The ice was so thick that I guess you could have driven a team on it if you'd wanted to.
Oh.
And then the water went down and left the ice suspended. And then when it began to thaw a little, moderate, that ice began to break. And you talk about noise, it just sounded like a train going through when 100 yards of ice had collapsed in the street, you know.
Oh.
So when the ice fell, of course it heard the melt and run off. And then we moved in the middle of January, and the ground was so soft and so miry, they took 4-horse team to pull one load of furniture.
Oh.
That's in 1918, in the spring, in the winter of 1919. Pretty rough times along with
that. It sounds like it, and the flu and all.
Wars were being on 11th day of November.
And
right after that's when the rain set in and the freeze froze over. No schools, which I hated awful bad, you know.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Couldn't go to school.
Oh, well, what was the house covered with?
Wood shingles.
And so then?
One occasionally would have a metal tin on it.
But a
tin rope.
Uh-huh.
Just
uh-huh.
Occasionally. The objection was that when it rained, it made too much noise. Any excuse, you know.
Well, now the area between the roof and the ceiling of the house, I guess, the area between the
rafters,
home
of the house.
Yeah, and then there was sometimes
attics.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Would have.
Some of them were built tall enough that they had enough stairs. The sleeping quarters for the hard hands and the.
Oh.
For instance, just say they would build the wall as high as this one, and that was 10 foot.
Uh-huh.
Well, they would maybe drop the ceiling down to here.
Uh-huh.
And then that'd give them that plus the roof.
Oh, I see.
For bedroom spaces.
For bedroom spaces.
That's where the hard hands slept. And there wasn't some of them didn't have stairs except just a straight ladder. Just climb right straight up the wall and go through a scuttle hole.
Oh, and it
hole was big enough to push bedding up through and everything. And we got it up there, why? Probably cut the hole down to so big then.
I mean, it was hot in the summertime.
Oh, hot as a dickens. Window in each end.
Gosh.
You better believe it was hot.
What would they call it, or if people ever had, a little room off from the kitchen to store extra canned goods and...
Pantry.
Did you ever know of a piece of furniture called a safe?
Oh, gosh, yes. My mother owned one. It had... The doors had... metal panels
uh-huh.
and the holes pecked all
uh-huh.
in it for ventilation.
Uh-huh. What would they put in there?
They'd put their dishes and then food that didn't spoil. That's why the ventilation was there.
Well, that's why the ventilation mm-hmm. was there.
Food that wouldn't spoil, which was very little.
Yeah.
Women back then had to cook 3 meals a day. Very seldom would they get by their afternoon meal without warming up something. But of course, like stewed potatoes, things like that would keep.
Mm-hmm.
If the old man would want to eat them cold, but most of them were so cantankerous, they wanted them hot. You know. Then the old stove, the old cooking stoves, they call them cooking range. They had a reservoir on the side, and there's where you heated part of your water. It never got scalding. It was just right to wash dishes. And, you know. And you had your little tea kettle for your hot water.
Oh, so then you'd use the tea kettle for the
scalding water.
Scalding water, mm-hmm. And then just the reservoir would be good.
It'd hold about 5 gallons, see, and that was what you'd do for wash your dishes with, and and when you got through, the kids had to pump the water to refill the reservoir.
Well, now how would they take some of that water out to wash them? I mean, how did they get the soap off? Would they have one pan with soapy water? Then what did they
do? They would